You know, because of the elections and the need to put adequate preparation in place, the police is not leaving any stone unturned in its bid to ensure that we are able to provide security for the elections. In addition to other measures that we have put in place to secure the election, that is the operational side, we are also looking at media campaign, how to educate the general public on issues of security. And it is in this that the communication team of the Ghana Police Service has come out with a comprehensive program to engage the public through the media. And this is what we are launching today, Monday, that is the 5th of October, 2012. And we are beginning our campaign launch on the Radio XYZ, an Accra-based radio station. And we are going to work with many more of the radio stations and TV stations, including TV3, Metro TV, TV Africa, GTV, Peace FM, OK FM, City FM, Joy FM, Adum FM, and Radio Gold. And we are going to engage members of the public. We are going to engage the media, explain our operations to them, our preparation, and then give them the assurance that the police are doing everything possible to ensure that we protect them, we give them maximum protection, and create a congenial atmosphere for them to go about the elections in peace.
Now, Honorable Mr. Arthur, there are some concerns expressed by some political parties. Several opposition parties have said that there's need to bolster security because some of their members are being intimidated or being harassed or being attacked or things of that nature. How is the police taking these measures to ensure all political parties as well as the Ghanaians comport themselves during, before, during and after the elections?
Yes. On the first level, we are looking at general public education. And it encompasses everybody, all segments of the society, political parties, the general public, NGOs, civil society groups, and other. We are dealing with the eminent persons group in Ghana, Peace Council, and we are meeting them. We have lined up a series of meetings, engagement with these different groupings within the society, all in our bid to foster a common ground for ensuring a peaceful election. So there isn't any cause for alarm. And we have a special program every election time that we have in place to meet the political parties, to jaw, to discuss issues, to open the situation clear, put the cards on the table so that we come together, identify the problems, and then solve the problems together in order to create a peaceful environment, a congenial environment for our people to go about the polls, go to the polls and then vote. And so there isn't any cause for alarm. And naturally, one or two people might raise some concerns. But then they have always been raised before. Yet, in all instances, we are able to calm down the situation and ensure a peaceful election. In the five elections that we have had since 1992, we have conducted them peacefully and to popular acclaim. So this will not be an exception. In fact, this will be an improvement upon the previous one.
Mr. Arthur, what about the issue of the so-called macho men? Some people say some political parties use macho men to disrupt, to intimidate other parties, whether... the use of macho men. How will the police contain this situation and resist the use of people who are not police people, who are not in charge, who are not supposed to be doing what they call protecting the votes, because that's the job of the police. The police is there to maintain law and order. How will the police resist such acts with these political parties when you meet them?
I must emphasize that we don't recognize macho men as any security agency, as any security grouping in the country. And each time we have gone to the poll, we have been able to hold our own against any such grouping. And if there are issues of some macho men rearing their ugly heads, they can only blow hot air. There are measures in place to deal with any such insurgents. The police are capable of providing security. I must say that we don't even do this thing all alone or by ourselves. We do it together with our sister security agencies like the military, who are kept far in the background, far away, but are only called in when they are needed in extreme situations where they are needed. But then we have the prison service, the immigration service, the Ghana National Fire Service, the Custom Division of the Internal Revenue Service, and the rest, who all support the police to provide security. We don't have anything like macho men, and we are not going to tolerate their activities.